Lecture 30. So our aromatic compounds then we've seen are resonance stabilised. As a result, they're not behaving like regular unsaturated molecules like alkenes. They don't do addition reactions. The structure proved a problem for the theoreticians of the day, and it wasn't till the 1930s that the valence bond theory managed to rationalise what was going on in terms of the bonding for benzene. So it was known as a compound from 1825 by Michael Faraday, so the Faraday effect and all of that sort of stuff, that's the same Faraday. Aromatics used because the molecule and its derivatives have got a pretty distinctive sort of aroma. Like benzene itself has got a very characteristic smell, and as soon as you know that it's a carcinogen, you know you want to stay away from that particular smell. Other term, arene, is the SI descriptor for the class of compounds, and so aromatic and arene are used synonymously. So this indicates the sigma bonding between the carbons and the hydrogens. We spin the molecule on its side and we can see those P electrons in the P orbitals join together to form the aromatic pi cloud above and below the plane of the ring. So it's that pi cloud now that's the focus of the reactivity.